Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did 3 John 2 say? Beloved, I wish, I desire, I pray above all things. How important is this to the Lord? He didn't have to say above all things, but he did. Above all things that you may prosper and be in health. People say, that health and wealth, that health and wealth. You better watch what you're making fun of. I'm quoting the Bible. He said, above all things, that you may prosper. Right. Mr. Well, he's talking about spiritual prosperity. No, later on he talks about inside prosperity. So he has to be talking about external. Amen. Prosper and be in health. How? Even as your soul prosper. I've heard people say, well, now, see, what he's saying is the most important thing is the soul prosperity and these others are not. No, he did not say that. He said this is going to happen as your soul prospers. It has to happen inside you first. Increase does not begin outside. It begins inside in you who are the church. And what's God interested in doing with his church? Oh, somebody's going to get this morning now. What's he interested in doing? Building his church. You are the church. Can you see what an error it is that people try to find fault with us and say, oh, now I'm talking about prosperity. You ought to be talking about souls. What do you think we're talking about? You show me how many souls you get broke. Show me. And I'll show you what we can do with $1 billion. It's ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance. And yeah, you may think I'm a little animated, but do you know how mean people can get about this? I'm telling you what, they despise us over this. And their people get up and tell their people, well, you know, it might not be God's will for you to have much. And you just need to take your lot in life. And then they turn around and talk about building the church. That's unreasonable. If the church, I'm talking about the local church, if the local church is going to increase in advance, you know what's got to happen? The man and the woman on the pew have got to increase. It's ridiculous to think that the church is going to grow and increase and the men and women on the pew stay where they are or decrease. It's ridiculous. It's unreasonable to think. No. Does God desire your increase, your spiritual increase, your soulical increase, your material increase? Why? Why? When you're increased, the church is increased because you are the church. But not only that, you're ready to use your resources, your increased faith, your increased knowledge and wisdom, your increased time that you got now because you're so wealthy, don't have to work so much all the time, your increased money to build the church. Advance it. Increase it. Can you say amen or oh me or I don't know or what? Say it out loud. God gives the increase. Say it again. God gives the increase. One more time. God gives the increase. What's God's will for your personal life? Every year? Increase. Is it the will of God? Now listen. Is it the will of God for a church to stay where it is?
No.
Hmm?
No.
have the same number of folks coming that it did 20 years ago? Are fewer decrease? Could that be the will of God? For some advanced spiritual reason that nobody understands. Could it be? Cannot be. Don't care who it is. Don't care if it's you. Don't care if it's us. Cannot be. If God's will is being done, what's happening? The church is being built. Built up. Added to. Increased. In order for that to happen, you got to increase too. Could it be God's will for you to stay where you are spiritually, physically, financially, materially, as you were 10 years ago, and just stay that way and stay that way? And then, of course, when you retire, go down. Decrease. Because everybody knows, you know, when you retire. That is not the will of God. What's the will of God? Come on, tell me. What about your vision list that you come a-toting in here on February? Should that vision list be bigger or smaller?
Bigger.
Should the stuff on it be bigger or smaller?
Bigger.
The numbers, should they be bigger or smaller?
Bigger.
Bigger. There should be increase. Before there's going to be increase out here, there's got to be increase in here. In your thinking, in your believing, in your vision, increase. God is interested in increase. 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 You see, when he first made this thing, and he told them, what? Be fruitful. Multiply. Fill up this thing. Increase this thing. Hell should be decreasing. Sin should be decreasing. Lost people numbers should be decreasing, and the church increasing. We know this is the will of God. We know this is plan. We know this is his heart. He said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me keep reading. Verse 8, he that plants and he that waters are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. What are we working on? We working with him. What's he doing? What are we? You are God's husbandry, that's garden. You are God's building. Building. According to the grace of God, which he's given to me as a wise master builder. See, Paul is comparing himself to a man who has engineering knowledge and a blueprint reader. Not just somebody who can swing a hammer, but somebody who has these formative and planning skills as well. I have laid the foundation and another builds thereon. He said, other people are building on what the Lord helped me to lay down. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. You can't just build whatever you want to build. Got to do it his way. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Peter. Oh, no. Excuse me. Huh? What foundation is this thing built on?
Jesus.
No, it's not Peter. It's not any denomination. It is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God. This is what we built on. And this is what we all hold into. This is what brings us together and keeps us together. We all have faith in the same one. We all love him. We all serve the same one. We're all here to do the same thing. Build this thing. Build it. Get it built. Get it built. Get it built. Oh, my. What if just the millions that were going to church in this country this morning could really get stirred up about this and combine all their faith and all their resources to get this done? Just all the churches in the state of Missouri. What could we do? What could we do to get this thing built and done? Can you see why the devil is working so hard to keep us apart, keep us separated, keep us fighting? But we're smarter than that. I said, don't just go out and judge and go, yeah, I don't understand why nobody can get along. Well, they're always fussing. I've always had trouble with that, why churches can't get along. Well, who do you think churches are? You are the church. You. Quit pointing a finger and show us how you can get along with somebody. He said, other foundation can no man lay than what's laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work will be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he'll suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as by fire. When this life is over and everything is judged, all the works of men are judged. It's not going to matter how much money you made. There will be no rewards for who made the most money. There will be no rewards for who had the greatest accomplishments or who had the greatest invention. Did you hear me? Or who was the greatest athlete? There will be no rewards for this. The only thing you'll be rewarded for is what? What you did that built the kingdom. Now, a lot of folk don't like to hear this, but we need to hear it while we still got some time to do something about it. The only thing that's going to matter is what we did that built the kingdom of God. Now, people do a lot of stuff in the name of religion that they call building, but when the fire hits it, a lot of it's going to be burnt, and it was PR. Did you hear me? It was just a bunch of stuff that people did because they wanted to be seen and known, and it didn't really build up the kingdom. But things that really built the kingdom, things that people knew about, things that people didn't know about, the fire is going to flow over it. And when it passes, it's going to be shining like gold. Hallelujah. Which means it's here to stay. Eternal. And you'll be rewarded for that. And people will know about it throughout the ages. That you're one of the ones that helped build that. Not talking about buildings, we're talking about the church. You're one of the ones who helped build that part of the church during that time. You'll be known for that. And nobody can ever take that away from you. But how much of the world's population gets up in the morning and thinks about that? Precious little. We can't control it, but we can control ourselves. Somebody says, well, I got to make a living and I got to do this and I got a family. I know that. God knows that. But if you get your heart right and you get your priorities right, everything you do can have kingdom significance and kingdom impact.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me